presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the wildest programme that takes a lucky dip into the bran tub of comedy and unfailingly pulls out a handful of bran. This week we're coming to you from historic Oxford, the city of which Vasco da Gama once said, where? Anyway, we're the guests today of the Oxford Playhouse, a splendid theatre with a long-standing reputation for presenting only the finest entertainment. A reputation which, I'm pleased to say, for 50 quid and a mention on the radio, they couldn't have been more happy to compromise. And here to do it for them are, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. Oxford is, incidentally, a city that holds fond memories for our regular scorer, Samantha, for it was here that she got her first. Thanks to a helpful old Don, and as a second, thanks to an obliging member of the university rugby team. Unfortunately, Samantha can't be with us today, as she's currently enjoying... Well, she's currently enjoying an unexpected role in the West End, so... In her absence, please welcome the delightful and well-oiled Sven. Right, teams, our first round is entitled Complete Song Lyrics, and it celebrates the work of the lyricist, and quite rightly, because where would a song be without a decent lyric? On a Rolf Harris album, I expect. In this game, teams, I shall provide you with the first lines of some famous songs, and I'd like you to complete them for me. Barry, here's your line. If a picture paints 1,000 words, then why can't...
Jeffrey Archer draw.
Willie, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Yes.
Tim, here's one for you. I'll sing you 1-0, green grow the rushes, oh, what is your 1-0?
I'll have a large one.
Oh.
Graham, here's a snappy one for you. I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like...
I'm Humphrey Littleton.
Well, any publicity is good publicity, I say. Barry, here's another one for you. Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the...
osteopath.
Willie, oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling.
Concentrate on the show, huh?
Perhaps you'll care to repeat that.
No, I wouldn't. Yes, I will. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
God, that was quick.
My team, it's open to you. Do you have
the
any
end
more
of foreplay as we know it, I think. I didn't think it was that.
Any more suggestions?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, shut up.
Oh, give me a home where a buffalo don't lie about on a sofa eating crisps.
Any more? Okay, well, we'll go on to the next round. It's a musical one which involves singing one song to the tune of another. And it's called One Song to the Tune of Another. The game is not to be confused with Andrew Lloyd Webber's popular greatest hits LP, One Song to the Tune of the Same Song. I must warn you, teams, however, that it's not nearly so easy as it might sound. And certainly not when you consider that you'll be accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. Okay, Mary, you're going to start again, and I'd like you to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm to the tune of One from Chorus Line.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had some chicks, E-I-E-I-O. With a chick chick here and a chick chick there. Here a chick, there a chick. Everywhere a chick chick. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm he had some ducks, E-I-E-I-O. A quack, quack here, and a quack, quack there. Here a quack, there a quack.
Oh, that was our winner this week, Barry. Okay, Graham, I want you to sing the words of I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester to the tune of Wandering Star.
I got a brand new combine harvester. I'll give you the key. Come on now, let's get together in perfect harmony. I got 20 acres and you got 43. Now I got a brand new combine harvester.
Okay, it's your turn, Tim, now, and I'd like you to sing the words of Timey Kangaroo Down Sport to the tune of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, Timey Kangaroo Down, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport, Timey Kangaroo. Keep me cockatoo cool. Keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the buffalo cool. Just keep me cockatoo cool. All together now. Tiny kangaroo down small. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down small. Tiny kangaroo down.
That was next week's winner, Tim Brooke Taylor. Now, Willie, you're going to sing the words of Hello, Hello, Who's Your Lady Friend to the tune of Zorba's Dance.
Could I do Zorba's Dance to the tune of Hello, Hello, Who's Your Lady Friend?
You may, if you want. You can do what you like on this show.
Oh.
I'm just the chairman.
Hello. Hello. Who's your lady friend? Who's the little girlie by your side? Hello. Hello. Hello again. Hello. Jeremiah Jones, a ladies' man was he. Every pretty girl he loved to spoon until he found a wife down beside the sea. Went to market for the honeymoon when he strolled along the promenade with his little one to steal him when he got an awful stare when someone's going there. And after him and Winston said...
And according to Sven, Willie is the runaway winner of that round. Our next round is entitled Commentaries. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to provide a commentary on a certain historical event, but in the style of my choosing. And we're going to start with you, Tim and Willie. The gunpowder plot in the style of Raymond Chandler.
She stood in the middle of the office. Wide hat, shades, some sort of cloak. She had great legs, so I could see them from the knees down. Here's looking at you, kid. I said, who are you?
Guy Fawkes.
Her beard moved up and down like voles mating.
You, Marlowe,
she said. I'm Marlowe, I said.
God, Dr. Faust, this is boring,
she said. I lit up a cigarette.
Don't do that!
She said.
I'm a living bomb.
You can say that again, baby, I said. She walked slowly over to the window.
I'm going to blow up the Houses of Parliament,
she said. Well, I said, they can't hang, draw, and quarter you for that. But they did.
Barry and Graham, I'd like you to comment on the assassination of Julius Caesar in the style of Ian McCaskill.
Friends, Romans, countrymen.
Oh! Do you want to know who I am?
Not really, but who are you?
I'm the soothsayer. Sooth.
There you are. And what do you want?
Well, looking ahead, or in your case behind, advisedly, forecasts for the Ides of March, there's a build-up of conspirators moving up from the south. At the front, number one there, Brutus. Behind him, number two, Cassius. We at the back, 23 Celsius.
Yes, very good. And what's the outlook?
Hail, Caesar.
Oh, good. Jolly good, I thought that was. Our next round is called Cheddar Gorge, and it's just one of the many games derived from famous British landmarks. These include Tower Bridge, a card game for very tall people. Winchester Cathedral, which provides the chance to win Chester Cathedral. And, of course, Beachy Head, invented by our own Sven while holidaying at Camber Sands. Anyway, as you'd expect from its title, Cheddar Gorge is a novel game requiring the team members to construct sentences by each of them uttering one word at a time. The object is not to complete the sentence. To complicate the game needlessly, I'd like each word you say, teams, to begin with the same letter. And the letter is L, and Willie, will you start, please?
Low.
Low. Who's your lady friend? No, low.
Lively.
Leslie.
Lipped.
Lusciously.
Lest.
Lissomely.
Leopard-skinned.
Lolita.
I haven't heard the beginning of a sentence.
Patient, patient.
Leotarded.
Languorous.
Lurid.
Latex-clad.
Lady.
Leapt.
Lissomely.
Repetition.
Lepetition.
Lepetition.
Lepetition. Oh, your nose just fell off.
Looking.
Luridly.
Lasciviously.
Lovely.
Like.
Liver.
Well, no doubt the teams will continue Lily. To play this game, but this is where we have to leave you and go on to the next round. This round is called Critics Forum, and in it, teams, I'd like you to take the parts of critics. Well, wouldn't we all? Your job, teams, is to discuss a certain subject of my choosing about which you're in two minds. I'd like you to start off by being very positive about it until either I do this or I make a noise with my hooter. At which point, I'd like you to be very negative about it.
Get the point?
Okay, Tim and Willie, you're to start, and your subject is the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, I think this is a very underestimated contest because it brings in the whole of Europe together and it gets the spirit of every country. Wouldn't you say, Willie?
Well, it's a splendid vehicle for Terry Wogan, as indeed is a hearse. It's a mishmash. It's the most appalling music you'll ever hear. And lyrics.
Absolutely appalling.
Particularly Norwegian lyrics, which are lyrical. Let me sing you the last excerpt. And again, if you look at it from the other direction, it's still...
echoes back off the field.
It does, yes.
That's why Norway always gets... no points, and they should get more, in my opinion, because we don't understand the music and the lyrics of their country doesn't mean that we should.
That we should.
Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham, and your subject is don't forget your toothbrush.
Ah, well, what a breath of fresh air that is.
This is what television's been waiting for.
Welcome addition to the televisual canon.
Open, accessible television. And is that what we've been waiting for, we ask ourselves?
I don't think so.
I think not. Chris Evans. Nurembergian mood.
Yes.
Don't you warm to him?
Absolutely.
That man has his finger on the pulse.
On the jugular of popular culture in this
country. Places we won't even mention. Will the man stoop any lower? No,
won't. No, nor does he need to. What an excellent program.
Right across the board. And bored is the word we're looking for.
Yeah, that went all right. It's now time to play our version of Call My Bluff, the popular television program which fell foul of the watchdogs when Frank Muir memorably defined the word rancor. In this game, teams, I shall provide you with an obscure word and I'd like you please to provide some definitions for it. Right, I'd like you to start, please, Barry, and the word is... Tarama salata.
Oh, well, this is a thin sausage eaten in the southern states of America after Catholic services. It's mentioned in Margaret Mitchell's book, Gone with the Wind, but not in the film, in actual fact. The only food reference in the film is when Scarlett O'Hara, a good Catholic girl, begs Rhett Butler for some cheese, and he refers her to Robert E. Lee's brother, Frank. Frank Lee... My dear, I don't give a damn, but in the... in the book, they eat these sausages after Catholic services in Scarlett's ancestral home. And they are not called chipolatas, they are called Tara Mass Alatas.
Okay, Willie...
The first time I saw the word Tarama Salata, it was, in fact, Tony Salatori's autograph, and he'd been in his cups when he'd written it. The word, however, actually, it's right. It's Tomorrow's Laughter. And it's a BBC school for studio audiences. But studio audiences have actually gone downhill rapidly. They don't know when to laugh, when to whoop, when to stamp their feet, when to burst into tears. And so under this name, Tomorrow's Laughter, they're going to involve the public and get people really who understand humour and laugh along with you. Unlike this lot here, you see. They'll be first in the queue.
Right, Graham?
I shall be brief. Tomorrow's Laughter is a corruption of the Mediterranean term. The phrase describing the horror, disgust and shock that you experience when you see something crawling out of your salad. And it's a traumatic experience, and the word comes from trauma and salata. Salad trauma or trauma salata.
And finally, Tim, what's your definition?
Well, it's in fact pronounced unicorn. And it's a horse with a horn on the front of it.
Makes sense to me, Tim.
There is rather disappointingly another version, which is it's a Liverpool farewell to one's parents. It's Tara Marcelada.
At this point, you're no doubt waiting for me to sum up, and you can jolly well go on waiting. No, I'll tell you, I dismiss you, Barry, instantly.
Okay.
Your definition didn't hold water, because in the American South, there's no such thing as a thin sausage. There's not a thin anything in the American South. It's all absolutely jumbo.
You must get around
more. Tomorrow's Laugh... Oh, well, forget that. Trauma Salata... I was tempted by that one, but not for long. I'm going to go for Tim and Unicorn. I don't know what you're clapping for. We haven't finished yet. He's got to unfold that silly bit of card in front of him and hold it up.
Oh.
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 Look at that.
Oh.
I bet you didn't expect that, did you? Well done, everybody. Our next round is entitled Just a Minim, which fans of Nicholas Parsons will know as Farming Today. In this round, team members should attempt to sing a song of my choosing without repetition, deviation, hesitation, or repetition. Those not singing may buzz to challenge, and you'll be accompanied on the piano teams by Colin Sell, who I'm informed mastered chopsticks at 2 and was apparently drinking out of the finger bowl by 4:30. Okay, now. The song is It's Not Unusual. Graham, will you start, please?
Repetition.
Challenge by Willie. No, he flattened the ninth.
Oh, right,
in that
sorry.
Second chord.
I see what you mean.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's quite common to have fun with anybody. When I see you hanging about with certain persons, it's hardly surprising to see me cry. I want to die. It's not unusual to go out at any time, but when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. Help! No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. It's not unusual, it's not unusual, It's not unusual, it's not unusual.
Beautifully sung, but that's not exactly the point.
That was perfect. Excellent.
Well, while we... A little pause now for the buzzer machine to cool down. Tim and Willie, you're going to sing now, and the song is There's a Hole in My Bucket.
There's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza. Nice Frida. There's a gap in my receptacle, dear Elizabeth. A gaping dent. Then repair it.
Gargantuan hesitation.
Only for effect.
Which wore off rapidly. Enormous hesitation.
I think I'll take a point or two off for that, because it was a bit long. Right, carry on.
Then mend it, dear Georgie, dear Barry, dear Gregory.
Repetition challenge. Of dear. Repetition what? Of dear.
Well, of course there is. I can't two think dears. Of anything else. It's bad enough trying to think of a lot of different names, but... But all right, I give way to you.
Was the deer spelled the same each time?
Well, no, it wasn't. Honestly. As you would have gathered, on one stage, capital letters, then it was in lowercase.
What do you want to do, teams?
Go. Well,
okay. Well, it's almost the end of the program now, and Sven tells me that he's rather hot and sweaty, so... While he nips out to the college washroom and before he returns feeling a little fresher, we'll enjoy a... Now what? We'll enjoy a bracing round of Barman's Film Club. Barman's Film Club. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of barmen. Carry on.
Three Men and a Baby Sham.
4X from Navarone.
The Booze Brothers.
The Bottle of Britain.
The Clarets of Wimpole Street.
The Tequila Mockingbird.
Just as I was about to say, the Drambuie Busters.
Oliver Reed in License to Spill.
Easy Cider.
Low-cal Hero.
Charrington's of Fire.
Schindler's Pissed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen...
Tristram Shandy, starring John Wine and Wallace Beery.
And Kim Bollinger.
Alec Guinness in Oliver Twist, think about it.
Well, one glance at my watch tells me that it was made in Taiwan, and another... another that we've run out of time. Join us again next week. In the meantime, it's goodbye from all of us. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.